proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you our final session in the life of Joseph, the son of Jacob. The author of Genesis chapter 41 remarked that Joseph had attained his 30th year of life when Pharaoh appointed him as the second in command over the land of Egypt. After that, Joseph would live another 80 years, finally dying at the age of 110. The age of 30 is a significant milestone for a number of Bible characters. The Levites who served in the tabernacle and later the temple began their service at age 30. This according to the fourth chapter of the book of Numbers. David was 30 years old when he began his reign over the nation of Israel. Jesus Christ began his public ministry at 30 years of age. Turning back to Joseph and to the situation in Egypt, even after the famine had abated, Joseph continued to retain a prominent position in his adopted country. Years later, the Pharaoh would grant Joseph permission to journey into the land of Canaan in order to bury Joseph's father Jacob. The Canaanites who witnessed that funeral procession observed that, quote, "This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians," unquote. This observation was an indication of the esteem in which Joseph and his family were held by the Egyptians. Still and all, though Joseph spent much of his life in Egypt, he did not regard that country as his home. Before he died, Joseph called his brothers together. He told them that, quote, "God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob," unquote. He made his brothers take an oath that when the Israelites finally left Egypt, they would remove Joseph's coffin from Egypt and bring it into Canaan for burial. The writer of Hebrews, in the 11th chapter of his epistle, pointed to that incident as a demonstration of Joseph's faith. He wrote that, quote, "By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones," unquote. The 24th chapter of the book of Joshua recorded how a later generation of Jews actually complied with Joseph's final request. The author of that passage wrote that, quote, "The bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph," unquote. According to Ezekiel chapter 47, the tribe of Joseph during the millennial reign of Christ would have two portions of land given to them at that time. This corresponds with Jacob's final deathbed bequest to Joseph. In the fifth chapter of 1 Chronicles, the author of that passage noted that it was Joseph who received the family birthright. However, according to Psalm 78, God, quote, "refused the tabernacle of Joseph and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion whom he loved," unquote. Though Jacob loved Joseph more than Judah, it was still God's will that the Messiah come from the tribe of Judah, which will was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Note that Joseph's preeminence among the families of Israel did not seem to extend to his descendants. As a man who professed godliness, Joseph stood head and shoulders above his siblings. The various crises of his life showed him to be, quote, "a man in whom the Spirit of God is," unquote. The Egyptians realized this, and in due time his own family did as well. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.